Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
What's going on, dude? Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah, we got high school football.
There's a high school football on the TV.
Dude, Mac and I were so excited that we could get high school football up on the screen. I am so stoked that high school football's back.
I walked in. Mac was like giddy. Mac Robinson was like ear to ear smile, just pacing around from the producer booth into the studio because St. Ignatius is on TV. High school football is back. Football in general is pretty much back. Obviously, we got college football week zero right around the corner. And we got a little bit of clarity about our Cleveland Browns today. Start with that. Welcome to the show, everybody. 216-474-0092. That's the phone number to join the conversation this evening. Daryl Ryder going to join the program if you don't get enough of us Sundays from 10 to 2. Daryl's popping on this evening at 9:20 to give us the latest of what went down at Browns practice today. But we got to start with what went down and what was revealed at Browns practice today. And that's Kevin Stefanski gave us a little peek into what's going on with this quarterback situation. Joe Flacco's starting the preseason game against the Rams on Saturday. Kenny Pickett will not play. Then it'll be Dylan Gabriel, followed by Shedeur Sanders. So we got a little clarity into the QB situation in Cleveland as high school football is back this evening, college football right around the corner, and the gift that keeps on giving, the Cleveland Browns quarterback room, maybe getting a little bit more clarity as we inch closer to September 7th.
Yeah, it's exciting, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that game on Saturday, I'm going to it, which is exciting, but I don't know how many people are going to be going to it. I was not surprised at all that Kevin Stefanski released the sort of quasi quarterback depth chart plan that he did.
I think you had to, you know, like you're quite literally running out of time. And I know like people were all giddy about the fact that Joe Flacco news dropped earlier in the week. And it was like, hey, like kind of had to, you know, like you're kind of under the gun here. And this is about preparing for week one. It's about preparing for the Cincinnati Bengals. That game is right around the corner. Are you excited to go Saturday?
I'm stoked. Like I didn't go to a game last year. I think the last game I went to was in 2023, the Jets game that they clinched the playoffs. And obviously that was like insanely electric. So I think there's going to be a little less of a crowd there on Saturday, but I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be exciting to see Cleveland like a little amped up. I want to see the Muni lot and the pit and all the different places where everybody tailgates. Like, it'll be fun, I guess. Yeah. And then the also thing is what Kevin Stefanski said, for 20 to 25 plays, whether that's 3, 4, 5 series, I don't know how long that's going to be, you're going to get the majority of the starters. So for all intents and purposes, Saturday at about 1:30, you're going to have your most clear vision of what this Browns team is going to look like on both sides of the ball, for better or for very, very worse.
Yeah, and obviously we got to see what the Los Angeles Rams are going to do. Sean McVay announced that Matt Stafford's not taking the trip. Obviously, he's had a very strange preseason with that back injury, so maybe there will be some backdoor convos that take place between Andrew Berry and Sean McVay and company out there in LA about the litany of Browns quarterbacks that we seem to have and having an inability to get rid of here on this roster. But I guess we could start there at 216-474-0092. What is your excitement level for this Browns preseason finale? Because Alant just hit it right there. This should give us a glimpse into, and it's not really going to be a full sample size into what we can expect out of the Browns this year, but for those first 20-25 plays, you're going to get a glimpse at Stefanski ball making its return and the offense that we had success with when Joe Flacco was the quarterback in 2023 is going to be back for a minute. And I think that is something to get excited about. You know, this offseason has been brutal. They normally are. They're normally very long. They're, you know, usually a roller coaster of emotions, the highs and the lows and the suspensions and everything that we live through as Cleveland Browns fans during an offseason. You can now kind of put that to rest and you can now kind of get back to purely football. And that's exciting for a lot of people. I definitely think that this team has a lot of questions that they need to answer. I don't know how many of those questions will be answered. But this QB thing and the way that they're going to roll these guys out on Saturday, Alant, to me, this makes sense. This is how I would do this. And let Joe Flacco get that kind of dress rehearsal tune-up against the Bengals. Kenny Pickett's not going to play, right?
So should they just tell the Rams to, like, take Kenny Pickett on the plane ride back home with them?
I mean, like, I'm so, like, I'm...
send whatever you need.
By the day, I'm increasingly confused as to what Kenny Pickett is doing. Like, what's he up to? Yeah. You know, if Kenny's out there and he's listening and he wants to call in, like we would take his call.
Hopefully he's stretching the hamstring.
I mean, you got to think. I mean, it was training camp session number 4 that thing was pulled. And we're sitting here currently on August 21st. And we still haven't seen him in much live 11-on-11 action because of that hamstring injury. And we said at the time, you know, these are things that can tend to linger. If it's a severe one, it could follow him through the rest of camp. And boy, didn't it follow him through the rest of camp. To me, this is how the QB thing should be. It should be Joe Flacco to start the season, and then you're kidding yourself if you don't get a look at these two rookies. And they obviously really like Dylan Gabriel. I personally have my reservations that are well-documented. And then Shedeur Sanders. Anybody else outside of Flacco, Gabriel, and Sanders suiting up for QB at the Browns this season just seems like a really bad idea and wasted snaps.
So the Joe Flacco thing starting, that's easy, right?
Easy.
The question is, and what I'm super excited to see, because usually with these last preseason games where you see your starters, that's what everybody's excited about. And once they get pulled, then everybody kind of tunes out and does their yard work.
Not the case here.
No, I mean, like, you're going to be locked into this game if you are like the true preseason sicko. Like I am going to be, you're going to be locked in until Shedeur Sanders leaves. Like if Tyler Huntley gets in at the end just to run out the clock, yeah, I'll probably go home and I'll go to some bar or whatever and enjoy the rest of the Saturday. But you're going to be excited when it gets to Dylan Gabriel because you want to see if he can repeat some of that success. And then the big guy, Shedeur Sanders, comes in. So outside of Flacco, like, are you comfortable with them right now going with Dylan against some of the ones and twos, and then Shedeur? Or yeah, did you want that a different way, maybe?
I mean, you're asking me, you know, so of course I would want that flipped. I would want it to be, and I've said kind of this entire preseason and offseason, to me, the game plan is so simple and should have been so simple, and I don't think it's actually going to play out this way, but if I was Kevin Stefanski, it would be Joe Flacco to start the season, and at some point along the way, you bring Shedeur Sanders up to speed because he's the guy that can become anything in the National Football League. I don't believe that Dylan Gabriel really can be a franchise-changing quarterback. I think he's a capable backup they could have around for a little while, but you know, I'm looking at Shedeur Sanders with a completely different lens, but I see what they're doing. You know, they drafted Dylan Gabriel first. How's it look if your fifth round pick gets on the field before your third round pick. Like it just adds to the confusion of this quarterback room, which is pretty confusing, by the way. But so I guess on the surface, I see it. I agree with it. I do think Joe Flacco starting week one is like the biggest no-brainer on planet Earth. Like I think you absolutely had to do that, especially with how difficult this schedule is from the absolute jump. But to me, like even if Pickett gets healthy, right? Like say Flacco falters at some point in the season, and I hope that he doesn't, but say come week four or five when you go out to London and then six in Pittsburgh, which is a really difficult place to play, you're ready for that quarterback change. To me, if you put Kenny Pickett out there, you're really just wasting your time.
Oh, that's that's the biggest just whatever.
Like why?
That would be terrible.
Because, dude, like, think about this. I had this thought last night, like after, of course it hit me like after the show and I was like, great. Like,
always on the drive home.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, this is such a good thought. Say that happens where Flacco kind of falters. He's not able to replicate the magic of 2023. They go to Kenny Pickett and he actually does what the Browns think that he can do and has a little bit of a reclamation story and turns his career around and wins some games for the Browns. What's that do? Well, it, one, effectively removes you out of the conversation for the number one overall pick. We went through last night, Atlanta, just the number of teams in Field Yates' first mock draft that he dropped yesterday that are going to draft a quarterback next year because you didn't see many QBs off the board. So it removes you from that conversation for 2026. And at the same time, then it muddies your own quarterback situation that much more. Look at what Sam Darnold just got from the Seattle Seahawks for one really good season of regular season football. He turned back into a pumpkin come postseason time. I'm not paying Kenny Pickett 100 million bones. No way.
Well, even if he does well, then the question pops up of if you believed in this guy so much and you've kept him around, and like we're going to get into it as to why a guy that hasn't shown you anything on the field since day four of training camp, why is he still on the 53-man roster at the end of the day? Okay, if you believe in this guy so much, why'd you draft two rookies? Why'd you bring in Joe Flacco to tease the fans like that? Like, what do we like? That would crop up a whole different issue of questions.
So Kenny Pickett is not going to play this preseason. What should the Browns do with him? 216-474-0092. I think he's the odd man out. Lant seems to think like he's the odd man out. We want to hear from you guys. It's Nick Padone on Overtime with you till 11 right here on The Fan. Here on The Fan till 11. I mean, man, the more that we sit here and the more that we talk about this, like I just don't see how giving Kenny Pickett reps at this point does anything for anybody. And I get they, you know, the Browns can say that, oh, we'll put Kenny out there to protect the rookies. The rookies aren't ready yet. You know, they could hide behind that shield. Look, you guys don't get to hide behind that shield, though, because you drafted two of them and you traded out of the number two overall selection to add a first round pick next year with your eye on that quarterback class because you didn't feel too warm and fuzzy about anybody in this class. So you gotta at least do something logical at some point. And to me, that's playing the rookie QBs this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, the Pickett thing, the day of free agency, like that was the very first move of the offseason that they made in regard to the quarterback. It never made any sense to me. Like getting out of DTR, okay, cool, fine.
Right.
I don't care.
You were going to cut him anyway. Makes sense.
And now it looks like he's not even going to make the Eagles roster. So right. That's great. If you do that, why then you bring in Joe Flacco is beyond me. And then you bring in the two rookies. And it just muddies it further and further and further. Like, if there weren't the two rookies, or if there even was one of the rookies, Kenny Pickett being here as the number two quarterback makes so much sense. He's a guy that knows how to play a system. You can develop him a little bit, and you feel mildly comfortable putting him into a game if your starter goes down. Like that, I think in 10 years, when we look at Kenny Pickett's career, that's what it's going to be. A fine backup that you really don't want to trust as your starter long term. And then, as you mentioned, the injury crops up, and he doesn't get to play. So, but still, it looks like people are saying he's going to make the 53-man right. roster because they're going to carry all four. Why?
Right, because then you're, and like I get, you know, I'm for, I shouldn't say that I'm for, because candidly, I do not care that they're going to carry all four. I don't care what they do with that. Because like, okay, if you've got to cut an extra linebacker or a safety that's going to contribute on special teams, like, I don't really care. It's the most important position in sports. It takes this organization at least 5 or 6 quarterbacks to just get through a 17-game schedule. So if you want to carry all four of them, be my guest. You know, that doesn't really bother me a whole lot. But what will bother me is if he sees regular season action before the rookies, because like you have to. That's what this season is all about. And it feels like everybody knows that, except maybe Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. This season has to be about getting an answer on, do you have a franchise quarterback in that building, or do you need to go to the well in 2026 in the first round of that draft and select one there? To your point about the plan, I get it. In life and in sports, plans alter all the time. I think the Browns probably went into this offseason with a different plan for their quarterback room than what materialized. I don't think they went into the NFL draft weekend anticipating walking away with two QBs. I don't think they went into the offseason period anticipating that their two veterans would be Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. What was Kirk Cousins doing at the Westlake Chipotle? We still don't have that answer. I know that the Browns really like Kenny Pickett. They think highly of him. The fact that Sam Darnold was able to pop last year with the Minnesota Vikings has everybody believing that any former first-round pick is capable of popping. Ken and Lima had Mary Kay on this morning, and she had a really good insight and really good intel about this plan for the Browns quarterback room and how things started off. Here's Mary Kay and her thoughts on Kenny Pickett.
The Browns brought him in here to really challenge for that starting job and make a good run at it and be their bridge quarterback until one of their young guys was ready. So that was the plan. And if you remember, they didn't sign Joe until April 11th. So It was deep into free agency when they added Joe to the roster. You don't do that if you think that guy is going to be your starting quarterback. So I believe that heading into the offseason program, Kenny Pickett was QB1. I think he was coming along well, and I think he was firmly in the mix to start week one along with Joe for the most part until he suffered the hamstring injury, and then he just couldn't be in the competition anymore. And obviously, you know, we've seen how that has turned out. But absolutely, that was the plan for him to come in and really make a run at that starting job.
I agree with Mary Kay. I mean, it's hard to disagree with her because of what she knows and obviously her coverage of the team. But just from a common sense standpoint, as a fan, you can see Kenny Pickett was the first guy that they went out and got this offseason. Kenny Pickett was under contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. This wasn't a guy that they picked up on the side of the road. But they traded Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Alant, you said it, like you were going to get rid of him regardless. And a fifth-round pick, so you traded two things of at least somewhat substance to get this player that you really liked. But here's my whole point, and this whole offseason has been proof of it. Plans change. That's life, and that's certainly life in the NFL. And when plans change, you got to adjust and you got to adapt. And to me, that's like, I don't know that you could just flat out cut Kenny because you did give up a fifth round pick and an active player for him. And I'm not campaigning for them to cut him because I don't want to see the young man lose his job. But at the same time, I know, and I heard Albert Breer yesterday say, well, nobody's kicking down Andrew Berry's door for Kenny Pickett. And to extend that, I doubt anybody was really kicking down Howie Roseman's door to trade for Kenny Pickett a couple months ago. So we've got a Kenny Pickett-sized issue on our hands here.
The only issue is...
Those hands are very small, by the way.
The only issue... Come on. Okay, the only issue with him being here on the final 53 is if the whole point of this season is getting your answer at quarterback, even if that answer is
no,
the answer is not here right now. Kenny Pickett being a second or third string quarterback is further hampering the development and the pathway to one of these rookies starting. So if you're Shador Sanders, you're looking up the depth chart and you say, okay, I got to beat out the guy that was drafted two rounds in front of me. Cool, right. Got it. I got to beat out Joe Flacco. He won over the locker room. He's the best quarterback in the room right now. Now I have to beat out Kenny Pickett, who was a backup in Philly, showed really all that he could do as a starting quarterback, and it wasn't a whole hell of a lot, and then came here and didn't compete at all in training camp, didn't see action in a preseason game, and now you're telling me that I have to sit behind this guy? Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So the one thing that I think of when I hear that Mary Kay audio is they're going to go, if Flacco falters, their first plan is probably to go to Kenny Pickett, and right, that is wildly detrimental to this season.
Well, dude, I talked about it last night. Like, the Browns, everybody that you hear talk about the Browns that has a clue will tell you that they believe that this team is a lot better than what their record showed last year. They think that this is a lot better than a 3-win team, a 4-win team, a 5-win team.
Right.
I hate to tell you, the Browns might be the only people that think that. They might be the only people that think that they're better than what their record was last year. That's why Vegas usually ain't wrong. And when they're wrong, it's not by much. They've got you at 5.5 wins. And the over on that is the dog. That's plus money on the over. So you know that you're going into this season, at least you should have some sort of self-awareness as where you stand as an organization, to be privy to the fact that you're not a quarterback away. And like even if Kenny pops, what's that do for you? If Kenny pops, he's going to go make $100 million in a different organization and you've played yourself out of a good draft pick in 2026. I don't get it. To me, man, this should be so easy. And Saturday's probably going to amplify it. We've yet to get this preseason a game of Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders on the field in the same four quarters.
Right.
Buckle up. Nobody's talking about that yet. Let me be the first to tell you, buckle up, because we are going to be analyzing every single drop back. We are going to be analyzing every handoff exchange after what we saw the last weekend with the fumble to the running back there. Dude, like, if Shador plays better than Dylan Gabriel on Saturday, do things get loud? Because you've already heard people all week and really all preseason and all camp tell you that behind closed doors, like, Shador has been the QB that's made the throws in camp that Dylan has not made consistently. And that's not to say that Dylan's just stunk up the joint, and there have been practices where he has, but he's had good throws as well. It just hasn't been as consistent as Shador Sanders. So if that prevails again, and say, like, Shador is able to emulate what he did in Carolina, where he threw the two touchdown passes, even though there was a little bit of sloppiness in there where he got sacked the one time 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, like, far from a perfect performance. And I'm a big Shador Sanders fan. There were things that you walked away from that needing to have cleaned up. If he has that stuff cleaned up and Dylan Gabriel looks like the same Dylan Gabriel that we saw, capable of moving the ball, but the turnovers happened and they all led to points for the other team, boy, do things get loud on Sunday.
But so this is my thing with Kenny Pickett, is both of those quarterbacks can ball out and be, yep, and really look good, like, look better than they did in both of their first starts. Does anything going to show the Browns enough to have them jump Kenny Pickett? Like, it feels like Kenny Pickett is going into the season as QB2, no matter what these guys do. And again, a preseason game one way or another does not define what a roster spot or a depth chart spot's going to look like for these guys. But these two could ball out and they'll still be behind that roadblock.
On the inverse, though, couldn't you see a world where, like, it is the Rams, it is Sean McVay, that defense is pretty good, and I don't think they're going to play their starters for very long because they have aspirations to do a lot bigger and a lot better things than our Cleveland Browns do this season. But couldn't you see a world where Dylan looks underwhelming, then Shador kind of looks underwhelming, and the Browns are able to say, aha, we told you, that's why Kenny Pickett is quarterback too. But to me, that doesn't matter. Like, right. And unfortunately, here's the unfortunate part. This season, for these two rookies, it's kind of got to be trial by fire. And I know that's unfair to them. And I know people will say, well, that's irresponsible to put the rookies on the field before they're ready. Well, that's what the organization signed them up for when they drafted two of them. And when they traded out of two for another first-round pick next year. That's the situation that they put these kids in. You made the bed, you got to lay in it.
They could suck major ass, or they could be fantastic. And I'm still going to question whether or not they're going to be able to jump this guy. It, like, honestly, dude, just cut him. Make this so much easier and cut the guy that you weren't able to see in training camp and in preseason. Yeah, I'm sorry you gave up a fifth round pick for him. Sucks to suck. You made your bed.
Won't be the first fifth round pick you've lit on fire.
Exactly. Right. You might have lit two fifth round picks on fire this year. So, like, get him out of the way. Pave the way for the rookies. If they suck, who cares?
Right.
That is evidence that we can use at the end of the season, no matter what. You know what's not going to be evidence? If Kenny Pickett goes out there and leads you to six wins, that gives you nothing.
If they stink, you could wash your hands of this whole thing, and you could really spin zone it to say, if you're the Browns, see, we told you, right, this QB class sucked. We didn't like any of these kids. We tried two of them out because we felt like we had to in order to move off the bad man Deshaun Watson, and it didn't work. And then you go right back into the well in 2026. That's what you got to do. You guys heard Myles Garrett say it when he dragged the organization on Radio Row. If you don't have a young blue chip quarterback of your own, for the most part, in this league, you don't got much of anything. 216-474-0092 is the phone number to join the Cleveland Browns conversation this evening. The Browns are also said to be active on the running back trade market. Diana Russini this morning reporting that they're making trade calls on running backs. What should we make of that as it pertains to Quinshon Judkins and that situation? It's Nick Padone and Anthony Allant on Overtime talking about running the football straight ahead on The Fan. I'm Nick Padone. Anthony Allant hanging out with me in studio as well. Some of the stuff from Sundays with Daryl Ryder finds its way onto the YouTube machine. 216-474-0092 is the phone number to join the conversation this evening. Diana Russini reporting this morning that the Cleveland Browns are taking calls on running backs. I've got a ton of thoughts on this. The first thought that ran through my mind when I saw this was, oh, do I already miss the Nick Chubb era? And I know, I'm not saying like, you had a running back, you had Nick Chubb, how'd you let that guy out of the building? I'm fully aware of why they let Nick Chubb out of the building. And I don't even know that Nick Chubb's a lock to make the Houston Texans. I hope that he does. I think he's going to have a good bounce back year for them. But he's not the back that he was. It is what it is. We know how this sport works. We know when injuries happen, whatever. Then my mind immediately went to, well, what's this mean for Quinshon Judkins? The second round draft pick that you spent the 36th overall selection on that had his legal troubles. We're not going to rehash that this evening. Spent, you know, some time in a Florida jail this offseason. You don't like that. And the Browns have been unable to reach an agreement with him on his rookie deal because of some of the guarantees that him and his agent and him and his camp are looking for. And obviously the Browns have their reservations about humoring him on that because of some of the trouble that he got in. We don't have any clarity on his suspension and what that could. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All these thoughts are running into through my head. And then I kind of realized maybe it's all much ado about nothing. Maybe it's just the fact that the Browns are doing their due diligence. They don't really love Jerome Ford. We kind of knew that. They had him restructure his deal. The fact that he could play special teams is a reason why he's on this roster. And we know how they feel about Jerome Ford because we went and saw them invest two draft picks. This is an analytically driven front office. And usually running backs, these analytics guys view them as dime a dozen. Well, they spent two draft picks on running backs. I think this report that came out from Diana Russini this morning saying that the Browns are inquiring about running backs via the trade market, I think it says less about Jerome Ford than it does Quinshon Judkins. I think the Quinshon Judkins situation just has to work itself out at some point. Somebody's got to give in. Whether it's the Browns, just say, screw it, we'll guarantee him his money. Every second round pick got a fully guaranteed deal this year. That's just the way that the league is moving. It is what it is. Or Quinshon and his representation got to have a little bit of give and say, look, every second round pick did get a fully guaranteed guaranteed deal, but none of those guys wound up spending their weekend in a jail cell. So we've got to be the one that has a little bit of give. They got to find a way to get that young man on the field, because you invest a top 50 draft pick in a skill position, you're expecting that guy to be an impact player from day one. He hasn't been able to get on the practice field at all. He's missed super valuable reps throughout this preseason and throughout this training camp, dating all the way back to mini camp, really was the last time we saw Quinshon on the field in a Browns uniform. But I think that situation just has to work itself out. He has to be your running back because they spent the draft pick on him. I don't think they're seriously inquiring about some of these big names that I saw get thrown around throughout the day. Like Brian Thomas is available in Washington and Breece Hall is thought to be available in New York. Like, why would you pay for a running back that you're going to have to extend? I just don't see that happening.
So you think this is more so that they don't like Jerome Ford?
I do. I'm thinking that they're poking around for some Jerome Ford insurance in the event that Quinshon can't go week one or even week two. Like I think they're going to find some lower end back that probably gets cut on Tuesday when the initial 53 man roster comes out. I don't know why, like, because usually, you know me, Anthony, like when I see these reports, I'm like, here we go. Who's the top running back? We're Saquon Barkley, bring him to Cleveland, you know, but like this one didn't fire me up at all. I kind of looked right through it and I thought like, you drafted two rookie running backs. You're probably not giving up anything more to add to this room. I just can't see it.
Oh, and here I was so ready to have the Brian Robinson argument. I thought I knew that was coming, but I guess not. Well, that's interesting because I looked at it and my mind went to this is Quinshon insurance. Like we are on August 21st right now. Week one is September 7th. And there's really no, in terms of reports, no movement on any deal getting done. On top of the fact that I'm guessing they're almost certain that he's going to get suspended by the NFL. Like if we're going off precedent with Mike Hall, and right. I know they're totally different situations and legalese that I am not prepared to talk about. But if you're going off of that, Mike Hall got five games. So you're looking somewhere in the 4 to 6 range. So what I looked at it as, they're not out there trying to get a legitimate running back, but they're trying to get, as you mentioned, somebody like an Audric Estime from Denver if he gets cut or elsewhere around the league.
That's been the hot name.
That's, well, I think, like, I like the Notre Dame connection. I like the
Tommy Reese connection. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would be somebody like that as let's bring another guy in. I would you assume that Dylan Sampson and or Jerome Ford, that'll be the running back one, like, split back thing? I think it's that they are certain that in one way or another, they're not going to have Quinshon for a period of time this year. And Pierre Strong, I know he had a good preseason game. They're really not seeing him as an option for this year.
I feel so bad just continuing to like dump and pile on the Browns because like it's truly not fun. Like I want to see nothing more than this team do good things and to see this team succeed. But dude, I think they're probably looking at this and you know, like the fact that they're making these trade calls. As you sit right now, you're two running backs that are going to split the backfield because Quinshon's just a question mark at this point. We don't know. Maybe he gets suspended. Maybe he doesn't. You know, maybe the league finds whatever the state of Florida found to throw out that case. And they're like, hey, there was really nothing here. It was kind of a misunderstanding and it's going to be water under the bridge. I'm with you. I kind of don't think that's going to happen. I think the league will find a way to find something to punish him for that, even if it is a smaller suspension. But I think the Browns are probably looking at this and saying to themselves, like, we got the worst running back room in the league. And a big piece of what Kevin Stefanski does is dependent on the ability to run that football. And if you can't run that football, we've seen what happens before. And we see the extra DBs get on the field. When you got a quarterback, Joe Flacco, that's a little bit prone to the INT. We learned that with the back-to-back pick sixes in Houston when the Magic ran out. You could see how this thing could get pretty ugly early on the offensive side of the football. So I think they're probably just looking themselves in the mirror, regardless of the Quinshon situation, and saying, this is the worst running back room in the league. Like, we've got Jerome Ford, who we would have cut had he not restructured his deal, and Dylan Sampson, who was a fifth-round pick, who I'm actually very excited about, Dylan Sampson, but let's be real about what that is. Like the size, that's not a bell cow. And right. and you would think, at least to get back to Stefanski ball, you need that bell cow back, kind of, right? Like, so I think they kind of just look themselves in the mirror and realize, regardless of what happens with Quinshon, we got to find a way to upgrade this thing. Like, no offense to who Pierre Strong, like, yeah, no offense to him. But.
Which is a hilarious yet crazy only in Cleveland situation. It's the same thing we're talking about the quarterbacks. You just drafted two guys. You had Pierre Strong and Jerome Ford coming back. You brought in Toa Taua and that Mitchell Marshall kid.
Toa Taua got cut today.
But you bring in all the, you have like seven guys that are actually like legitimate options that have played NFL snaps or they're your draft picks, and you're still heading into the last preseason game going, hey, what running backs out there? Anybody out there that we could get to bring into our room because we didn't plan this correctly? And again, like, they made the right move getting younger in the room. They got their second round pick. Obviously, they didn't think what was going to happen was going to happen, and now they're stuck here saying that. But yeah, with the it's not going to be a name brand guy. It'll be Zach Jackson reported. It's going to be one of the guys that doesn't make a 53-man roster that they can pump up a little bit.
I'd take the Notre Dame kid.
I would take Audric Estime in a heartbeat. That would be awesome. I'd trade a pick for him. I'd trade that pick that you just got from the Jets for that.
For Juwan Briggs.
For Juwan Briggs. I'd send that over and say, yeah, let me take this guy.
Daryl Ryder is going to join the program in less than 30 minutes here, but his post this morning, sobering as they often are on X, the Browns came into camp with four healthy quarterbacks. They had to add a fifth when they signed Tyler Huntley. They drafted two running backs, and now they're making SOS calls on that position, according to Diana Russini. In case you're wondering how well things are going for this front office, I mean, we talked about the plan with the quarterback and Kenny Pickett and that thing going astray. I mean, boy, has this situation not gone a little bit astray. Let's quickly go out to Todd in Cleveland, who's got some thoughts on this Browns running back situation. What's going on, Todd?
Well, the guy from Appalachian State, I forgot his jersey number, but I was paying attention to him last week.
Amani Marshall.
Marshall. Marshall, 225 pounds. Is he a six-footer?
I don't know. I don't have his bio put up in front of me.
He looked pretty good. He looked serviceable to me. And I'm hearing you.
You
know,
6'1".
I understand. You know, you like to run the ball, but he's a pretty good blocking back, and he can get out in the open field pretty well based on what we've seen so far. I'm not hearing you guys saying the same thing that I'm conveying on this line right now. Do you not feel good about him?
Todd, appreciate the call. He's a camp back. He's a camp back, right? And it's hard for me to get excited about those kind of players. 216-474-0092 is the number to join that conversation. It was therapeutic for me last night. I'm running it back tonight with my guy, Anthony Alant, in 5 minutes. We get a grip. Don't go anywhere. It's Nick Padone with you guys till 11 here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.